Larry Page production on Page One, and a requested track, I'm in Command. A listener, my name Eric, asked for that. Thanks, Eric, for tuning in. And that's a great way to start this week's edition of Ready, Steady, A Go-Go from Mersey Beat to Mod. It's the weekly podcast of the British Beat, 1962 to 66. Roughly, I think that first song was actually 67, but still a beat-minded tune, so we can bend a little bit once in a while. Anyway, this is show number 78. My name is Michael Lynch, and I've got a good batch of stuff on tap for this week. Some rare 45s, got some requests, and last week's trivia, too, and I'll have a new one, too. Lots of good things to play today, and let's get back into the music, and let's do the bird. Come on!
lose your mind now? Did you say there's no tomorrow? Did you ever think that you were not the one you should have been? Heed my words and don't give in. I said, never ever think of bad times. Just remember the glad times. Never ever, never ever. Never show your sorrow. Just remember there's tomorrow. Even if she told you that you're not the one you should have been, heed my words and don't give in. I said, never ever think of bad times. Just remember the glad times. Never ever, never ever.
Hollies, and Please Don't Feel Too Bad. That's from their second album, In the Holly Style. Came out in the fall of 64. I like playing tracks from that album on here because that's a rare album for Americans. That album was completely skipped over for America with all the butchering of the British albums into the American albums. For some reason, the American label, Epic, they never even touched that album, In the Holly Style. None of the tracks ever appeared on any of their American albums, so a little bit of a rarity there. In the middle, we had The Action by Request and Never Ever. That's a Goffin King composition and George Martin production, as all the action tracks were. And on top, we had the Vernon Girls from Liverpool and Do the Bird. It's from 1963, and I hope you like that set. And this is Ready, Steady, A Go-Go. And let's look at last week's trivia question, which I didn't know the answer to. I was counting on you, and I think you got it, so I appreciate that. I played the song Baby Let Your Hair Down by, who was it? The Force 5. The Force 5, Baby Let Your Hair Down. And I said it was written by Bobby Hart, a California songwriter, of course, of Boyce and Hart fame. And I figured it had to be a song originally recorded by an American, but I didn't know who it was, so I asked you. I knew it had been done by an Australian, Graham Chapman, not the Monty Python guy, of course, but I didn't know the American history of that song, so I asked you, and from the email I got, it seems as though Bobby Hart did the song himself on a record, apparently as a B-side. I guess I didn't know he made records before he teamed up with Tommy Boyce. I guess I thought he was just a writer or a producer, but not a recording artist. So that's interesting. So thanks all of you who sent that in to me, like Tim in Bridgeton, Maine, and Mike S. in Rutherford, New Jersey, Scott in L.A., and the first one in was Jay Banerjee in Manhattan. Nice going, Jay. Congratulations, and nice going everyone else who got it right. And we'll have a new trivia question a little later on. But first, we're going to hear a few more records.
I'm gonna work all day. sirs. A hard time. Wish I could leave before I lose my mind. But no matter.
That's the Art Woods. Of course, Ron Wood's brother leading that band, doing the lead vocals there, and I Feel Good. And I played that because I heard a DJ play that at a club in Manhattan the other night, so that made me want to play that. That's the Benny Spellman originally did that record. In the middle was the Unit 4 Plus 2, Tell Somebody You Know. That's from the spring of 65. It's a Decca release. And up on top, some nice crunchy rock from the Mark IV, Work All Day, Sleep All Night. That's from early 66. I think that's their last single. Yes, I know it is. It's their last single under that name, because, of course, the Mark IV later turned into The Creation. That started a whole new thing for them there. Alrighty, and I think it's time for a new trivia question, and it's the usual deal. I'll ask you a question, and if you know the answer, you can send it to me through the email at readysteadyagogo@yahoo.com. And if you're right, I'll mention you on next week's show. And if you're the first one in with the right answer, you get a special mention. And this week's question is about Unit 4 Plus 2, who we heard in that last set doing Tell Somebody You Know. Now, a lot of people only know them, or mainly know them, for Concrete and Clay, which was their big hit, their only big hit. And it was number one in England, did pretty well in America too. But they actually did have one other top 20 single, and that's the question for this week. What was Unit 4 Plus 2's only other top 20 single besides Concrete and Clay? If you know, send me the answer at readysteadyagogo@yahoo.com. Good luck. And we have some more songs to play, so let's hear them now.
We've got a dance in Liverpool. The heads and cheeks really think it's cool. It started off with just a row. Started off with rhythm and blues.
A thrill to a fingertip. Say hey, 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 yeah, she say you do. When I talk about boy,
yeah, yeah, boy,
yeah, you know I mean boy,
yeah, yeah, boy.
When I talk about boys now,
yeah, yeah, boy,
oh boy,
yeah, yeah, boy.
Hear me talk about boys now. Trip around the world. Woo! Hey, hey.
Okay, a triple shot there of songs from 1963. That last one was Tommy Quickley from the later part of the year, and No Other Love Could Ever Be the Same. Before that, Dickie Rock and the Miami Show Band doing Boys from late 63, so the Beatles version had already been out for some time by then, the Shirelle song that a lot of bands had done, even male bands, which should be strange, but you know, because it's called Boys, but somehow they weren't fazed by that. They just thought it was a good tune, and that's all they needed, so a lot of bands did that. The Stones even did that in their early club days, but when they did it, they changed it to Girls, but they never made a record of it, though. And up on top, from Liverpool, The Big Three and Cavern Stomp. And I played that after reading the new issue of Ugly Things. Do you know Ugly Things? That's a great 60s music magazine out of San Diego. It used to come out once a year. Now they've upped it to twice a year. And the new one just came out within the last week or so. Some of you know it, I'm sure. And there's an article in there about the roots of punk. And the writer cites that song as an example, Cavern Stomp by The Big Three. You can make up your own mind whether or not you agree that that counts as early punk, but that inspired me to dig that one out and play it, The Big Three. Well, that's just about it for this week, and I want to thank you for joining me once again with Ready, Steady, A Go-Go from Mersey Beat to Mod. And I'll be back next week with another episode. We'll take another look at the British beat era, about 1962 to 66, and check every week at nanker.podomatic.com. And while you're there, you can find links to some other podcasts that I recommend for fans of 60s music, like Jim's Child of the 60s. Now, Jim plays a whole lot of mostly overlooked 60s garage and some beat and psychedelic and folk rock, and he likes to throw in some country, too. It's a great blend, and he's got a new URL for his show, so you might want to jot this down. His new shows can be found at www.jimschild, all is one word, jimschild.blogspot.com. Check that out, because he really does a great show. And also check out Toffee Sunday Smash. That's a great show, too, that also plays British 60s music, like I do. But whereas I play the beat era up to about 1966, Toffee Sunday Smash kind of takes it from there into psychedelic and psych pop, the later part of the decade's really well done. Sort of like Ready, Steady, A Go-Go is the red album, and Toffee Sunday Smash is the blue album. That's one way you can look at it. And I'll be back next week, and we're going to close with a 1964 B-side by the Downliner Sect. It was the B-side of their first single, Baby, What's Wrong, and this is the flip. You know, I mentioned that magazine before, Ugly Things. Well, Don Crane at the Downliner Sect, he's actually a regular contributor to that, so there's another reason to check it out. I met Don once, very friendly guy, very upbeat guy. So, Be a Sect Maniac is the name of this song, and I'll see you next week. I'm Michael Lynch. Thanks for checking out this week's show. Have a great week.
Won't you come and join my plan? Baby, you play great guitar. Join my band and be a star. Say, yeah, all right. Hey, hey, all right. Yeah, the chords and hey, this shit beat. When I heard your guitar sound, I been to the ground. Baby, I know we go far. Jump my band, be a star. Say, yeah, all right. Say, hey, 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 all right. Whoa, the car that all night long. Be a safe minute. Yeah, all right. Do the crowd that all night long. Where's the Santa Claus? Hey, come on. Save me. That's right.